sir. We wear caps and sleeves at this level, son. Understood?
The Stephen Quanissance is here. We could be in the midst of what is a very special season for left fielder Stephen Kwan of the Cleveland Guardians. I think last year, given that it was his second season, people might have been expecting after his rookie year something where he builds off of it. He goes from a .298 batting average in his rookie season to, you know, people were thinking, you know, could he compete for the batting title? This guy included. I definitely predicted that he'd contend for the AL batting title in 2023. And it's not like Kwan had a bad season last year. He hit .268, had an OPS plus of right on the dot of 100, still had a .340 on base percentage, nearly identical walk strikeout numbers. You know, it was a good year, good sophomore season for Stephen Kwan, but he's on another level to start 24. And I think you just see a maturation of who he is as a player. He's hitting .386. He's got 167 OPS plus. He leads all of baseball heading into at least Thursday as of the time of this recording with 22 hits. And, he's hit two home runs, which for him, he is at a prolific pace for his career because he had a grand total of 11 heading into this season. There's been certainly plenty of talk about him maybe trying to hit a few more home runs, hit with a little bit more power and authority. And I think that that's something that's going to come for him. You know, I think one of the X factors for Kwan is that he, more than any other player in baseball, gets strikes called outside of the zone on him. And I think as he matures as a player, that's going to curb a little bit. And I think that he's going to be in a really good place to really, get better pitches in at bats. And you can see it to start this year that his barrel rate is up absurdly from his first two seasons, about 4% to, compare up a whopping one. But his XBA is .340. His K rate is up a little bit to, robust, nearly 14%. And that's fine. If he wants to strike out a little bit more, I think that that's okay. If we're talking about maybe throwing a little more power into the mix, I don't suspect that Kwan is just a slap hitter. I think that he's got more power than people think. And he's starting to show that off a little bit. I mean, he's got such a, incredible eye at the plate. And, he's starting to make better contact. I think that's one of the biggest things is, the eye has been there the whole time, but I think he's making better contact, hitting better pitches, and doing more with the pitches that he is seeing. So we could be in for a very special season with Stephen Kwan. I think it's worth mentioning at this point that, it's not just, he's not just getting on base with, little dribblers. He's hitting the ball with more authority. And, we'll see if that sticks throughout the season. But, even if he hits, could you imagine if he hit 10 to 15 home runs? That would be nice. But we'll see what happens with Kwan. But man, what a good start for him. And really, honestly, the rest of the offense. But he's certainly a catalyst for what's becoming a very juicy top half of the Cleveland Guardians lineup.